It's not pain. It's like it's like so much pleasure you can barely handle it.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and you're listening to a bit of a, I guess you could call it a supplemental show or a special show. Well, it's for a very special guy. He takes a very special sort of bus to work. This actually show is actually sort of a listener show, and it's basically one of my buddies, one of my drinking buddies, Dave Kozichuk, decided that he was going to bribe me to get some of his favorite songs played on RSA. So I said, fine, send me a playlist and send me a whole bunch of CDs of this, that, and the other thing, because he works for a game distributor. And, well, he sent me the playlist, but he never did actually send me any of the games or anything. So, of course, I'm guilting him into it now by actually doing the show. Anyways, this is sort of, I guess, a bit of a best of, because a lot of the tracks are some of the best tracks that those bands have done. And that's pretty much exemplified by what you just heard, which was Rework with a track called Never Seen Tomorrow. Before that was Angels in Agony with a track called Salvation. And nobody tell my friend Dan, but I was actually dancing while I was listening to that. It's a bit of an inside joke, so don't worry about it. And we started things off with a band that actually does impress me. It's a band by the name of Nebula H with a track called Inhibition. And that's the H01 mix. The H02 mix wasn't as good as, well, the H01 mix. So I played that. A lot of these are remixes that Dave picked, not me. I would have picked different ones, but in the spirit of keeping what he wanted, I decided to go with that sort of stuff. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a couple of tracks that actually kind of surprised me that he requested. And I was like, wow, I'm really happy to play this stuff. This is Rotter Sand with a track called Electronic World Transmission. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back.
ends up here, spent going round and around, looking down on this place, on this planet of life. All this time spent up here, spent going round and round, looking down on this place, on this planet of life. That you've been circling, you gotta get yourself, you gotta get yourself, you gotta get yourself, you gotta get yourself together.
Spent going around and around, looking down on this place, on this planet of life.
there was an ADD band for you. That was White Band Network with a track called Orbit, and that was the Club Mix. Both of those songs were ones that I didn't really think I'd ever see requested, so I was actually really happy to play them. A lot of the times I'll sit there and I'll listen to bands, and I'm like, I really like this stuff. It never go over in a club, but I really like this stuff. And that sort of stuff, well, hey, you know, you never really think that anybody else is really going to like it. Well, I do, you do, so everything's good. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that, this is the other reason I really like doing these shows, is going to continue on with a band that I'd never heard of until, I guess, about a week ago. It's a band by the name of Pride and Fall with a track called December. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back.
shadows will be no more. We are in December. We'll be right back.
Dave ever made would be complete without a little bit of Solitary Experiments. He's about the only other really big Solitary Experiments fan that I know of besides myself, or at least to the same extent that I am. And I always enjoy whenever I go out and do the club thing, he's always right up at the booth going, play some of them, and I'm like, hey, you got it. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that, I don't know, their first album when it came out was really, really good, Eulogy for a Sick Child, and this, of course, is Imperative Reaction we're speaking of, and I really, really dug that album. And unfortunately, they took so long coming out with a follow-up that a lot of people kind of, you know, forgot about them, so to speak. And now I think that it really hurt them because they're sitting there basically having to reestablish themselves, at least to a certain degree. And I also didn't think that the second album was really all that good. So my friend Chris, our program director, said, he was like, you know what? I'm going to pretend the second album never existed and that this latest disc was a follow-up for Eulogy. Well, I'm going to do that too. Anyways, this is Imperative Reaction with Arrogance. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Australian ladies.
for you. That was from their first and, I guess, therefore only disc so far. And, you know, it's as I've said a number of times in the past, it's actually quite unusual to find a band that, you know, first thing out of the gate, they do a really stand-up album. And, well, my hat's off to them. I guess Sector 9 Studios heard that and was like, man, we got to sign these guys. They're good. Well, they're right. They are. Anyways, we're going to end off Dave's show this week with a track called Shelter by a band you may have heard of. I think they're called Icon of Coil. Anyways, I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
One second left to live, and we'll open our eyes.